AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Pakistan is proposing a second round of U.S.-Iran talks as the standoff deepens. Talks over the weekend failed to reach a deal on a permanent ceasefire. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Iran war should be known by a different name than the one President Trump uses.
Not Operation Epic Fury. Operation Epic Failure. Operation Epic Failure is a much more appropriate name for Trump's war of choice.
Qatar's foreign ministry spokesman Majid Al Ansari confirms Pakistan is leading the ceasefire discussions.
That the whole region actually is engaging with Pakistan. We applaud the efforts of Pakistan. We support their efforts. I am unaware right now of any specific role that we are playing beyond this support.
Last week's ceasefire appears to be holding. The AP Sagar Magani reports the war has lowered economic expectations.
The International Monetary Fund is cutting its global growth outlook due to the Iran war's fallout. Its chief economist says there was optimism after an upbeat end to 2025, but
a war in the Middle East has halted this momentum.
And Pierre-Olivier Gorinches says the IMF has lowered its forecast.
Global growth falls to 3.1% this year.
That's assuming the war does not last much longer and energy prices rise only moderately. An emerging winner here, Russia, an energy exporter. The IMF has slightly upgraded Moscow's economic forecast. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Labor Department says wholesale prices surged last month. The war sent energy prices soaring. A divided federal appeals court ruled a federal judge must end his intrusive contempt investigation of the Trump administration for failing to comply with an order to turn around planes carrying Venezuelan migrants to El Salvador. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are climbing closer to their all-time highs on Wall Street, and crude oil prices are falling on hopes that the U.S. and Iran might try again for talks on ending their war. The S&P 500 added 0.6% in the first hour of trading Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 173 points. That's about 0.4%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 1.2%. Price of Brent crude pulled back to about $95 a barrel. Brent was trading at about $70 a barrel before the war started in late February. Seth Sutel, New York.
There is a raffle today in Paris, and the prize is a $1 million Picasso painting. A ticket cost $117. Proceeds will support Alzheimer's research. The artwork, Head of a Woman, was painted by Picasso in 1941. This is the third Picasso-related raffle. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.